Over the last few months, you may have spotted a six-wheeled machine rolling through the University of Arkansas campus or downtown Fayetteville. It's part of a pilot program that will allow students to receive packages via a delivery robot. The program is a partnership between the McMillan Innovation Studio and the Sam M. Walton College of Business and London-based Starship Technologies. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently went out on a test run with the robot, and she brings back this report.
About a year ago, University of Arkansas senior Matt Shepard began working on a project with Starship Technologies. In July 2014, two co-founders of Skype launched the company, which has created the world's first delivery robot.
It's a good conversation starter, that's for sure. Tell people I'm the guy that walks the robot everywhere.
Part of Shepard's job is to follow the robot around campus as it maps the area and tests autonomous routes. Walking a few yards behind the machine, Shepard wears a white pair of earbuds and carries a black PlayStation 4 controller that he can use for an emergency stop. When not running an autonomous route, the robot is controlled by an operator.
So right now, I'm on the phone with an operator in Estonia named Joel. Joel, are you still there? He said yes, but you can't hear him.
The robot elicits a range of reactions from passersby. Some people are curious.
What is that?
It's a delivery robot.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Technology.
Some are amused. Most take pictures on their phones, and a few look disturbed and take a wide path around the robot. The machine is about 27 inches long, 22 inches wide, and 22 inches deep. It's white with black trim and uses six wheels to travel on sidewalks. The robot has cameras to assist remote handlers, ultrasonic sensors to detect nearby pedestrians, and a little flag that lights up. On this day, we encounter a man who has his own design suggestions that he's sure people will love.
On the front of it, you're going to put a snout.
A snout.
Make the tail curly, paint it red, and turn it into a little razorback running around a campus. It's a great idea. Think about it.
Oh, maybe, maybe.
This robot is one of two at the U of A. Henry Harris Berland, head of marketing and communications for Starship Technologies, says more than 3 million people have encountered the robots, which have been tested in 50 cities in over 16 countries. He says the company was created because its founders wanted to collaborate on a new project.
And they were looking for industries that hadn't been disrupted by technology and robotics, and they came across the last mile industry. And the last mile industry, by definition, is the last sort of couple of miles between a hub or a store and a customer's house. And it's notoriously inefficient. You know, think about vans stopping and starting 100 times outside of 100 houses, and, you know, people aren't at home most of the time, and pollution and congestion, et cetera, et cetera.
The co-founders thought they could solve these problems using semi-autonomous delivery robots. What they've created is an approximately 50-pound device that travels about 4 miles per hour and makes deliveries in a 2-mile radius. Once the robot arrives, patrons receive a text with a link they can click to unlock the lid and retrieve their package.
So we're doing commercial deliveries with companies like Just Eat, which is Europe's largest food takeaway company, Postmates and DoorDash in the United States, Swiss Post, Hermes Parcel Delivery. So lots of companies that are in the parcel delivery industry, the grocery industry, and the food delivery industry.
Starship Technologies opened an office in Redwood City, California in December. The company now operates there, as well as in Washington, D.C. and Fayetteville, and Harris Berland says they're looking to expand in the U.S. The robots currently in operation select the safest, not the quickest route, and still need assistance crossing the street.
Now, in the future, the robots won't have robot handlers, of course, so the human interaction will be reduced. There will still always be human oversight from the operator, who could be sat anywhere in the world, who can take control of a robot at any time if needed. But the robot handlers will be phased out. So instead of one robot handler to one robot, it might be one robot handler to a particular area, overseeing a number of robots, and it would go something like that in the future.
Harris Berland says no one has attempted to steal a robot. However, there are theft prevention measures in place.
So we have cameras around the front and back, which can be recording. We've got two-way audio. We've got alarms if you pick up the robot and try and run down the road. The lid's locked, so you can't actually get inside and you don't know what's inside. And most importantly, it's tracked to the nearest inch, so we know exactly where the robot is at all times. So be quite embarrassing, maybe someone trying to lift it up and run down the street whilst it's blaring a siren. They try and break into it after 5 minutes and get a pint of milk or something like that. So it would be a huge embarrassment and waste of time.
A partnership with an Arkansas company is forthcoming. Harris Berlin says while he can't yet release a name, it's very exciting. He expects to launch the partnership in a few weeks. For now, U of A students can sign up online to participate in the pilot program. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
A link to that application form can be found at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. Starship Technologies is partnering with the McMillan Innovation Studio for the pilot program, and we'll learn more about that U of A-based innovation center on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large at noon and 7 on 91.3 KUAF.